Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 440.
And it's Fat Friday.
And the last day, weekday of organised August.
Yeah, it has. It is. That thing. Yeah. I just tell you, I've been on an absolute mission.
You've
this morning.
You've got a big, big bag.
I've got a big sack right there. It's full of bagels. So
it
this morning,
so good.
This morning, I had the idea. Yeah, bagels. I know JJ loves a good bagel. I've never heard someone talk more about bagels.
I've actually gone. So this was one of the realizations of late is. I've spoken about it a couple of times. I'm feeling like I'm at the heavier end of what I find acceptable.
Personally. You're saying we should can Fat Fridays?
Yeah, I think we should change it to Fit Fridays, which...
Well, we can still
I
do...
I like that. I like that idea.
But Fat... Mate, you do every day's Fit Day for you.
But he's not... He's even lost the plot. He was eating red licorice.
Yeah, I mean, it was not my idea to get all those lollies for the fucking
Doesn't mean you have
studio.
To have to eat them.
True, I mean, true. I tried my hardest to talk you out
anyway,
of it as
well. Anyway, look, I get it. Today's not too bad. There's a few healthier options. Five and Dime Bagel. I reckon, can you just quickly do a search through our database of how many times this place has been mentioned?
And Five and Dime.
We've never actually done a Fat Friday. So I missioned into the city. I took my electric skateboard and it broke down halfway. It's power surging. There's something wrong with it. Evolve.
There's something very sad about your electric skateboard.
Why?
I think it's because it was your pride and joy. It's a good example of just kids getting over shit. You got the best thing. Like, how much did you have to sell in getting that to Amy?
So it's about $1,800 toy. And the day I bought it, Amy said, well, I'm buying a leather jacket. And that leather jacket was 500 and something bucks.
And is she wearing the leather jacket still?
She's just wearing it this morning. It's held up better than my electric skateboard.
What, do you know what brand is the leather jacket?
Oh, it was from a little boutique in Hampton. Okay. It was lovely. Oh, no. It's a lovely little jacket.
I love All Saints in London.
Don't know.
Walking around there.
Don't know. It. Leather joint?
Yeah. I've never actually bought anything from there, but I remember 2012 London Olympics walking around as Fifi Box, tried on every leather jacket in the...
I've got one of my friends that I went to high school with. I haven't seen her in a long time. She's got a leather jacket business now.
Oh, that's cool.
Or she's got a label and she's got some super celebs wearing these.
How do we feel about leather nowadays, now that we're more woke and stuff and we're trying to do less animal?
I like leather jackets.
Leather is okay, more okay than fur, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Oh, definitely.
This is not the conversation that am wanting to have on a Fat Friday when we're about to just consume some nice food.
Bacon.
So anyway, broke down halfway, decided to just leg it. I just had to carry the fucking thing. It was depressing.
It's so heavy too because the whole thing is a big battery.
I know. And I got a bit lost and then I found it. And anyway, Five Diamond Bagel, Five and Dime.
Because I told you, I was like, because I've mentioned them a few times, I said... You've got to wear the Daily Talk Show hoodie.
Yeah.
Did it have any cut through?
Oh, nah, not at all. The guy gave me peanuts, actually.
What do you mean?
I was filming the bagels. He said, I'm just filming them. He's like, as long as it doesn't end up on the internet. I said, but you got a bagel shop, don't you want it to be advertised?
Okay, is that what, really? Was he joking?
He said that and then he said, as long as it doesn't have my face in it. I was like, fair.
Okay, the facing's fine.
To be honest, don't think you're that pretty that I wanted to film you. I just wanted – the bagels are better looking than you.
It's a classic narcissist move. It's the running in front of the camera, which is the constant thing that I got when I was a kid filming. It's like, don't film me. It's like, fuckhead, if you moved away from the camera, you wouldn't be filmed. Yeah, you wouldn't be filmed.
Okay. My broken down skateboard, as I'm leaving, I've just got bagels. I had a blowout and they almost nearly went everywhere. Look at that.
Oh.
Look how many.
Oh, so we're going to make them ourselves. Oh. Yeah.
I got so many.
What do you know what ones you have?
So I got like a raisin one. I got a healthy one for young baby over there. I got the jalapeno.
Oh, I haven't had the jalapeno. Can you pass that now, please?
Jalapeno and cheddar one. God, he's hungry. He's ravenous. Here we go. Hang on, I'll get your plate.
Thank you. Oh,
that's nearly another.
Jeez, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Sorry about that. It's not my day today. Anyway, so I got these and you should be thankful. And you shouldn't be bringing up that we should be not doing Fat Fridays when I've just done this huge mission.
But it's worth bringing up maybe. Like, because I saw the savvy dietitian who we follow on Instagram. She did a whole post about bagels.
Oh, what was it? That they're bad?
Yeah, naughty, real naughty.
I think you can do that for anything. It's like peanut butter. I saw a guy doing a video about peanut butter and how you like it's so bad. You know, people eat too much of it. I was like, mate, just fucking chill, yeah?
But there is probably something in that, isn't there? Like how much peanut butter we consume. Because I did hear Jack Post talking about he's trying to put on weight and he was just eating heaps of peanut butter. And then I think about my diet. And maybe if I don't want to put on weight, I should stop having so much peanut butter.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
I'm just trying to see the – oh, here you go. The bagels.
Compared to the yogurt?
Yeah. I think that's the one.
The YoPro.
I mean, that's the difference, though. I think the difference between having a YoPro or having bagels.
A YoPro is the yogurt that has the protein in it. Yogurt protein.
Yeah, yeah.
I quite like them. So I actually went on to the Savvy Dietitian. You should follow her. She does these great comparison posts of food and the calories. And so it's, I think some of them outline what people would think is healthy versus what is seen to be unhealthy. And the thing that people think are healthy has actually more grams of sugar or higher calorie than the one that is the shitty one for you. So,
and serving sizes are a big one too. Like she does ones where it's like strawberries.
One of my favorite things on The Biggest Loser that used to be back in the day, it's not here anymore.
Have they completely stopped that?
I haven't seen it. Anyway, they used to do the, okay, get the contestants to pick which one was the most amount of calories. And so they'd have the full plate of food out, which I loved.
Yeah.
I was always at home just trying to get into it.
Well, I think that it's very easy. Like the difference between a margarita pizza and a meat lover's is actually a big difference in calories.
What is it?
I don't know, but I just know that it's quite significant.
Meat lover's is fucked.
Yeah. And the other thing, I haven't had a meat lover's pizza in probably...
really indulgent, isn't it?
Like maybe
how many animals? How many animals can I eat on one
pizza? Yeah, one slice,
little base of flour.
Well, because it's pretty like it's nondescript meat too, isn't it? It's sort of just like thrown everywhere.
It's absolutely fucked. Yeah.
And so, what have we got from a cream cheese point of view? What is it?
We've got all the ones that you like: the jalapeno and bacon maple,
chipotle maple bacon.
There's lots here. I mean, we'll be eating bagels for days. I've kind of overdone it, to be honest.
Have you gone through a stage of your life where you've had something like this every single day as like a breakfast?
If anything, it's like a muffin at this cafe. And what we know, I mean, if bread is...
The devil.
Is which actually
the savvy
cake.
Dietitian, she's more sort of like...
Bread's okay.
Well, yeah, a bit hands off of like, hey, I'm not saying which one's bad. I'm just saying I'm just comparing this bowl of fruit with M&Ms.
But you've said bread should be replaced that word and just
with
use cake.
Yeah.
And so muffins, they're not tricking anyone.
No, it's cake.
AU79, our favorite cafe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said to the manager there, I said, Lawrence, that isn't even trying to disguise itself as a muffin.
Looks like a cake.
That's a small cake.
What did he say?
He's like, yeah.
I mean, do you want one?
It's not like they're like, hey, try our, oatmeal blueberry. It's like, no, they're just flat out, full blown mini cakes.
Yeah, I mean, habits are everything. Do you find that, Jesus, he's just taken all of my Chipotle. Isn't that Chipotle bacon there as well?
I don't know.
When did you dial in your coffee order? Because you get a strong 3-quarter latte. I started doing it for a short period of time.
And then what happened?
I just felt that I'm an almond milk guy. And so it feels like, and I did oat milk the other day actually. But I find that it's a little bit pretentious to ask for a strong 3-quarter almond milk. And so I've just gone with an almond flat white. But when did you decide? How long ago was it that you decided that, that is my coffee order.
My friend Tommy D, he got me into them. So we would train. So we'd train at Fitness First, and we'd have a coffee before we go in. And I didn't want something that would be too much milk. I wanted something to get me going. Long black sometimes can make me feel a bit sick, and they're a bit long. And then a short one, a bit too intense. I didn't want to drink that. I wanted something a bit naughty, a few calories. Anyway, strong 3-quarter latte does the trick. So I got into those. I used to drink piccolos. All the bodybuilders were drinking piccolos. They're like just a tiny, this is like a small little
makes
latte.
Their arms look bigger than they're holding the piccolo.
The glass, they look big. Yeah, the glass is so fucking small. I drank those for a long time.
But what's the difference? Because people, I heard the other
day,
someone said to you, hey, have you tried a piccolo? which I think was it's triggered you.
Oh, but I mean, I've had many piccolos in my life.
But, yeah, it's interesting.
It's just a smaller one shot. It can't fit as much liquid in there. Mm-hmm. So it's like just a bit bigger than a piccolo. Anyway, it's my coffee order. And you can, the problem with it, I don't recommend it, but I brought you down with me. It's hard to go back from it because everything else tastes like warm milk.
Yeah. Now I get that. I caught up with Uncle Trev the other day.
Have we talked about that?
No, we haven't.
So you, so Trev, who almost went bankrupt from Dylan fleecing him and his credit card. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it at that. I won't explain any more than that. Up in Sydney. But
the minibar incident.
Nah. So you'd never met him before. But you,
not in real life, no.
Yeah, you guys had met on, you'd chatted online. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of your greatest skills, finding friends online. It's how you found Matt Diavella, and that's why he's in our world.
Yeah. And yeah, so he just did a post and he was like flying to Melbourne. And I was like, where are you staying? What's the deal? And so I tried to, I made the barrier to entry very low. I'm like, I'll come to you. Where do I need to go? And yeah, we, I ended up being a little bit late because.
To meet him?
Yeah.
You were late on your first meeting.
I know. It was annoying.
Oh, geez. You want to make a good appearance. He's a TV guy.
It was the TV
guy. I mean, you can't stand up the TV guy.
No, the it was because I was using DD, which I had spoken about, and I sent him a one of those messages where I'd say, hey, follow my trip. And his first thing when I got out of the car, he's like, what the fuck is DD? Yeah, he just gets angry about shit. It's like,
you are a bit different to most of the people in my life because you are the guy that will send the location of, like, you can track me. I don't have anyone else that does that in my world.
It's very handy, don't you think?
I mean, you are the only reason why I have Find My Friends and you can find me at any time.
Oh, we should see where Dill is. Wonder if Dill still has us on Find Friends.
I did look at where you were this morning. I mean, it becomes super handy. That's the thing. So you adapt to these pieces of technology quite quickly and they do help.
Yeah, well, actually one annoying thing about DD, they've been tracking. I got a message. My phone battery has been going dead so quickly. Yeah. And I got a message. I don't know if this was because Bree was setting up the DD because she wanted the coupons or whatever. Like when you sign up, you get your friend gets a certain amount. So Bree was doing that. But this morning I got like a notification from like Apple Privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Saying your location is always on for this app. Do you want to change it?
So terms and conditions, you must press.
So Bree must have selected, hey, yeah, you can do it anytime. But it has been absolutely chewing through my battery. But yes, no, we have Find Friends with 3D Deal. I would like it. It would be very handy for you to have it 97 if you had an iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about getting you an iPhone. Will you make the transition?
Yeah, I'll make the transition.
And how would you feel about being an employee and also us as
parents,
as the directors of the business?
It's actually fair. It's a fair question that I want you to think about because it does mean that we have your location at all times.
Yeah.
And sometimes I turned it off.
Have to check with the union.
No, I wonder what the legality is.
Well, the thing is,
I think if I consent to it, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to live.
Well, the thing is, I had it set up on my phone a while ago that you could text my number, like Find Mace or whatever, and it'd send you a link to where I was on Google Maps.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And so I had that set up for Mum just as like a safety sort of thing.
Just in case baby gets lost.
But yeah, just in case. And so, but it sends you like your altitude and speed. Well, actually, I uninstalled the app and then I went to reinstall it the other day and they've removed the SMS feature. So
That seems like the handy one. I mean, altitude, what is she going to do with altitude?
Don't know. Well, they got it does like altitude and speed. So if you're in a car, you could, if your speed's 60k an hour, you're not walking.
Or if
walking.
You're in a hot air balloon, we know.
All right, mate, can you just quickly look up cost of branding a hot air balloon in Melbourne? Thank
Very
you.
Specific question.
Yeah.
No, but the Find Friends, just so you know, 3D Dill, yes, I still have Dill. He is 16,261 kilometres away.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. You're 0 kilometres away.
Oh, happy birthday to Dill.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
The other day.
I texted him. Did you text him?
Yeah, I Instagram messaged him.
Mate,
I don't have his new number.
I was actually just going to talk about your indigestion. This whole SodaStream thing.
Another one of your doings. Do you soda really stream, think lollies.
That, do you think the soda stream for one is bad?
No, I think it's great.
We should get the savvy dietitian to answer.
But it's
carbonated water. Is there anything like
it's literally putting bubbles into the water.
You know, but you could just because you say literally doesn't mean it's like, oh, it's literally just sugar. It's fine.
No, but it'd be like saying, why is there bubbles in the water? Because I used a straw in that. Does it change anything? That's what I'm saying. I don't think it changes anything.
Yeah, I get that. But that's I'm sure maybe there's some form of...
Well, what's it adding
in? It's giving carbonate. Us gas.
No, this is it.
We farted all day yesterday.
So you're saying health implications, not calorie-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely makes you a bit...
Yeah, and so that's been, I mean, 97, you've noticed it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, with you guys, yeah.
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 And you or no?
No. Oh, but I haven't even been drinking any of the soda stream water and I've still been burping.
Why?
What's wrong, baby?
Don't know.
Or the licorice or something.
Yeah, maybe. Wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway, Trev, you get back to...
Oh, yeah. So I, a bit quickly on the Find Friends thing. Has Amy got you on Find Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
The thing is, so they can be handy, but then they can also make you start to stress. So one night... Amy was out with a girlfriend and she was coming back and I knew that she was sort of walking and I wanted to find her because she wouldn't answer the phone and I looked on Find Friends and I could see her and she was like near a park. Mm. I go, fuck. And then I was calling. I literally called 100 times.
Was her phone dead?
No, she just had it on silent and she was walking with a girlfriend. So I could see it walking along like the Botanical Gardens park line. This was night, dark.
That's
I didn't
so
know that she was doing that. And so, yeah, I mean, that's where you start. She was fine and she was always going to be fine, I think. And from what happened, nothing happened.
But, have we created a culture too much around putting our phones on silent? It's very rare to hear an actual ring go nowadays. Mm. Should we say yes to the ring? Should we start bringing back the, what do you think, 97s?
My phone's literally on permanent do not disturb.
Yeah, mate, so I called twice last night and it just went straight to message bank or whatever.
I mean, are you sure you called the right number or is it still set to the computer?
No, I called twice. Let me just try you now.
Anyway. Are you sure? I didn't.
What is your, I can't even remember what your ringtone would be, 97. Can you turn it on so we hear your ringtone?
Yeah.
No, it went to your computer. I got to fucking change that.
Wait, so you were FaceTime audioing him then?
I'm going to change. I'm just going to do this now because, sorry guys. What was it?
That's your ringtone.
That's my ringtone.
Jeez, I've never heard that once.
It sounds like
it's horrendous. All the other options are bad as well. So,
mate, can you tell me the last time you actually received a phone call from somebody?
On your history?
This morning.
From me this morning. Yeah, but yeah, outside of us. Outside of us. When was the last time a friend, because I know you got them, I mean a couple. He's looking through his history now.
I called my brother last night, friends. Andre on the 26th, so 4 days ago.
That's not too bad.
And then before
I mean, that's because he was outside my house waiting for me.
Did you answer it?
No.
Well, you don't need to. Are you the type to, I mean, what is the protocol in regards to when you go to someone's place, calling versus going up and getting them?
Oh, no, call.
Always call?
Depends on where. The thing is, houses, I guess apartment blocks. Depends if you were wanting to go up into the house.
Well, but it's always no.
What?
Like, I never want to go in the house. Like, that's the problem. But when do you have to?
When they've invited you over to their house.
Okay, yeah. So if you're actually going there. If you're just picking them up, you never have to
horn,
go in.
Get in.
Yeah. The horns, is that not a little bit rude?
It depends. Depends who it is. I think friendship is unique to the friendship. It's like
I get it.
I would beep the horn for someone else, I might just give them a call.
I hate arriving first at a cafe.
Well, you don't do it much, so that's no.
Well, I mean, but that's what I'm trying to do on purpose. I hate the.
What is it about?
Well, I don't know where everyone wants to sit. Like, I have my preference.
Yeah.
But I just hate the idea of like I'm going to sit down, and then, I guess it doesn't really make.
I mean, you've done a big piece of work in your care for. Social situations and like I think that's the thing, right? If you actually didn't care, because everyone can be, we could all be flexible. You sit in a corner and like I come over, it's like, oh, it's not gonna really work, we got more people coming, sweet, let's move.
Yeah,
you're just gonna be malleable, flexible.
No, I get that. I think that the even getting coffee, cafes don't have designated spots to wait.
AU79 does.
Yeah.
That's why it's oh, that's
yeah, that is very true.
But that's a beast. Yeah. That's a huge.
It's a big establishment.
That's one of the bigger ones.
But yeah, there's definitely moments at cafes where it's like, I'm not going to, like, Tall Gronk, Peter Shepherd and I, we do our weekly walk. We go to Uncle Drew's in Abbotsford. And we're super cheeky there because we get a takeaway coffees. However, while we wait, we sit down at the table and use their cups and we drink water. And that's then.
Okay. I think people understand that these days. Anyway, some little areas have stations, some little cafes.
So when I, going back to Trev, when I saw him, I said, hey, have you got some time? I straight away said, do you want a milkshake? And he was literally like, mate, I was thinking the same thing, which is funny because I was thinking it because I thought that he would think it because of, you know, Trev's Menu.
And, Trev's Menu. That's a new restaurant, yeah, Trev's Menu.
Trev's Menu. Just like the diner experience with no tomato.
Ew.
But the best thing that I hadn't realized with him, I'm sure he's probably told us before, but he doesn't drink any hot drinks. Nothing.
Really?
No hot chocolate. No, because I straight away went to him like, oh, we'll go to this place. Maybe you can get a hot, like, because it's hard at 9:30 in the morning. It can be hard to find a place that does milkshakes.
I mean, you're pretty safe if you're at a cafeteria. And that's where you were, right?
A cafeteria, as in a food like court.
Yeah, food court.
Where do you go? Like, you go to an ice cream shop?
Yeah, true. You know who do them? The smoothie places, like. There is they do the healthy one, but I mean, they always sort of cater for the children.
Trev's Menu. They could literally, Janine Ellis has her own Janine's Favourite Boost, which is actually off the menu now. You can't get it.
It's not her favourite anymore.
Well, no, I feel like for how lean she is, and there's a whole promo at the moment, I think, where it's like Janine in athletic wear and she's holding like a protein, like it's like, our new protein range.
Yeah.
But I used to get the Janine's Favourite every time I would go to Boost. Mm. And that was like, it was like mango ice cream. It was like so, so, so naughty.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's Janine's Favourite, she's definitely not having one, you know, every couple of days.
Oh, there's heaps of naughty smoothies masquerading as healthy babies. Yeah. Healthy smoothies. Anyway, so you sat down with Trev.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he didn't, I said, oh, do you want a hot chockey? He goes, no, mate, no hot drinks.
Mate, there's something new about that guy every day. That's why I love him.
Yeah. And but the
Pandora's box.
But it was perfect. We had a bacon and egg rolls, but I was thinking about, okay, if we were to make this a regular thing, and I went back to when I was working at Invato in the city, this Five and Dime was a 5-minute walk from our office. And so each day would go get bagels and a hot chocolate, and then sometimes I'd get one of these ones, like a savory.
Yeah.
And then you would get like a peanut butter and jelly one on like a raisin.
Yeah. You can see how you blow out. Zoe Foster Blake, she said that she likes to reward herself after some writing with a croissant.
Yeah.
Some kind of pastry. I get that. And so then you can build in that little habit. I saw it in the cafe where I worked in Bondi. There would be people that come in, get the same thing, get their muffin. Some places do really great muffin. You know, it's. So you get into that pattern. The thing is,
what are the healthy pattern? Like, what are the really, in all seriousness, tea? I guess you can have like a really nice experience of like, got a little pu'er or oolong.
But I think long blacks. Look at the people who like. So if you automatically said, "I'm only drinking long blacks from now on," there is, think about across a year how many calories there is there.
Mm-hmm.
Shitloads. So you're already winning.
Mm-hmm.
So you see why these simple rules do that. No bread for me is huge because then it eliminates this shit. It eliminates, you know, bread rolls. It eliminates the laziness that I slip into and just go, I have some, I'm not saying it's that unhealthy, but for me it's worked.
Uh-huh.
Lower carbs, 100% has worked.
Well, 97 was saying yesterday, mate, it's because we're not bringing lunch. That's why we're eating so many lollies and biscuits.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you brought lunch, you'd still eat them because they're here. I think it's a flip that you need to do.
Well, it happens at 3. I didn't have any. I didn't have it. Can you attest to this? Did I not have like until like 3 o'clock?
Yeah, you were great.
I was 3 fine. O'clock's the time though that is actually the schedule for lollies around the country.
Yeah.
3 o'clock is everybody's low.
Yeah, and they want to
come up. I think it is. Look, what's the sugar slump? Like, what's the afternoon sugar slump? I've asked you a few things today. I want you to make sure.
Hot air balloons, $100,000.
$100,000?
Well, because you have to buy the whole balloon. You can't just stick your branding on there. They have to build the balloon for you.
Okay. Big sticker.
So it's 80 to 100K.
Wow. So earlier this week, Bodie and I saw a hot air balloon. I walked out my front door and I just hear this.
And they're not meant to be around your area.
Sometimes they just go AWOL.
Okay.
One went over and then over the bay. And I was like, that thing's fucked. And it got like it hit a wind pocket and then sent back over the city. It was great. Anyway, this one I saw and I was like, took a photo of it. I was like, I wonder how much it would cost for us to get the Daily Talk Show on a hot air balloon in Melbourne. Wouldn't that be great?
100,000.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Someone said 40 grand. They were way off.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'd be able to.
Well, this is great because it ties in well, but it says the lifetime of it's about 8 to 10 years.
Oh.
And so what?
So we can have the duration of the show.
Jeez.
And so then once we've done that.
We wait for the money to roll in.
We pay for it.
Uh-huh.
And then do we have like an ongoing cost for them to continue using our balloon?
No, I don't think so because you're fronting all the upfront.
It's actually a great idea. So then, the balloon company.
They don't have to buy any balloons. They're just maintaining them.
That's actually smart.
Should we actually try and how could we afford it?
Crowdfund it? Maybe you could do like we could get Shameless. We could get Seize the Yay. Yeah. We could get the Daily Talk Show. Who else?
Yeah, we just get
get someone else.
The Life of Ryan.
Ryan John. Maybe Kiss would want to throw in. Jason PJ.
We'll get Jason PJ on that.
Hopefully we'll outlast all of them.
Well, this is what I just want to know is, so because you see like Nova has one, which is a radio station here in Australia.
It's a big decision if we wanted to rebrand, though. Well,
I think that we're pretty – so Hit – They only became Hit maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So they're spending like they must have bought a new one. Like what happened to their old one?
Far out. I don't know. Because I've seen the Hit one.
Mm. But that Hit one has only been around. But then the other question is how much 97 does it cost for a blimp? Because do you remember?
The Dunlop blimp. There's not many blimps anymore. No, don't do blimps. When was the last time you saw a blimp?
Probably PGA Tour 2002.
I wonder what happened to them. Did they all just fall out of the sky?
I'm trying to think of what the brand was. It was a chocolate brand. It was like...
Oh, Whittaker's? No.
It's not Whittaker's. It's got a W Cadbury, on it. Cadbury? No. It's yellow.
Yeah. The yellow box of lollies. Yeah. Wow.
All sorts. Far Maybe out. They went out of business during... Because I think there's a lot of... I went down a rabbit hole a few years ago of blimp accidents because they go up in flames because they've got air or something in them.
One of my favorite video of Casey Neistat's is him with his son in a blimp factory in Germany. It's an old ginormous blimp dome. It's crazy. Anyway, they've turned it into a...
That's crazy.
That's great. They've turned it into a water slide park and they were in there. They snuck in all night or something. I don't know. That's what they made it out to be.
They snuck in.
Well, they went there and then they stayed beyond the time. They stayed in there 24 hours, they reckon, which I don't... Yeah, it's all
that
for
was
a
in
video.
The video?
That's what they said, yeah.
Okay.
But...
97.
100 grand, spread it across. I reckon we could do it.
it would be good to try and...
We don't spend much on marketing.
Yeah, if that was the one thing. But then the brand damaging if it goes down.
So... if you, Mr. 97, can you please put in the show notes the video of me helping rescue a balloon that was coming down on Punt Road?
Did you actually help? I'm trying to think of...
Mate, I pulled the rope. So it was a morning, we're driving and Amy said, that looks like it's not meant to be there. Uh-huh. And there's this balloon over Punt Road, which is one of the main, main thoroughfares, mm-hmm. main through roads in Melbourne that is... replace the P with a C, and that's the name.
You know what they really call Punt Road?
Yeah. Anyway, that was weird. But we pulled over. I was like, Amy, start filming. So I jumped out and I Whitman's.
Whitman's.
Whitman's chocolates. Whitman's,
I don't reckon they're around anymore. No. But that was big. Yeah, so you were, sorry about that.
Yeah,
that was
so important. I pulled over, jumped out and they were trying to come down on this little wedge of grass in between some trees on the corner of Punt Road and Dandenong Highway. It was like crazy spot. And they had a rope out the side and I look up and I the guy from the company was there.
Was he panicked?
Oh, he's like sweating, trying
Fuck!
To
help.
And so I ran over and I was like, mate, do you want me to do something? He's like, grab the rope. And so we were pulling. You could physically pull because it wasn't, there was no wind, and that's why it was there. And so we held on to it and he wrapped it around this tree and it came down. You hear the cracking of the branches and it was full on.
But they actually went down? Did they land there in the end?
They landed there. So my thinking was, this is the story I built. They get fined if they come down onto roads.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like imagine the congestion, the
Or what
the
about
police.
Fined there? Like I wonder where they can actually...
Oh, they got it down real quick. They literally landed it, decompressed, whatever it is. All the people jumped out. They were all happy though. Like it'd be...
It's a good experience if you go through that. Like the idea of... I wonder if we know anyone that's been like... I just thought of... You had a mate that was in a fucking helicopter crash.
Oh, yeah, horrible. Another balloon went down in the Western Port Port Phillip Bay.
Yeah, I like the idea of doing an Office 2 radio for us, doing a show from there.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
From a hot air balloon.
I've never been in one.
But
have you been? You haven't been in one?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, Cappadocia. Yeah.
It was great.
Mate, if there's balloons that are going to go down, it's when there's 70 million in the sky.
Well, the thing about in Turkey was it was like we got picked up. Like we were lucky to get in. It was during this big festival that they have. I'm trying to remember what it, they kill a bunch of animals or whatever. It's a...
Sacrifice
them. Yeah. And anyway, big festival there. And so everyone was on holidays. And so it was really hard to get a booking, but we got like the last booking in town.
I feel like that's the selling line of the person at the front of the shop.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Very hard to get them in this time. Very few spots. If you, this one, 500 per person.
Yeah.
Well, you've got it.
Well, so we ended up booking it and flew from Istanbul, went there. And on the date, you have to be up at some ridiculous time, like 4:30 or whatever, to get to the hot air balloons. And there's just like 100 hot air balloons all getting set up. And anyway, when we got onto the bus, I just wasn't that confident that we were on the right bus. And then anyway, we get to the hot air balloon and they ask for our names and we give the name and they're like, oh, you're not on here. It was a nightmare. And so we're freaking out. Like it costs like a bit of money to like get there and all that. So I think you have to get a plane to Cappadocia. Anyway, they're like, oh, just come on. And so we just like ended up on one. It was like and the thing was, we think it was with a different tour company.
Really?
Like, we think that like they must have had this weird like, hey, we got two of yours or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like a bizarre experience.
I mean, what are they going to do? Let you just not come on?
Yeah, that would be, once you're there, it's quite strange.
Okay. What do you think the return on investment for having a... hot air balloon in Melbourne would be.
Well, it's a branding exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's purely brand.
I mean, so is having a TV commercial because there's no direct ROI. You don't know how many people are actually watching it.
Uh-huh.
I'd much rather have a hot air balloon than a TV commercial.
Oh, definitely.
It excites
me a lot, the idea of a hot air balloon. I'm extremely excited. It'd be irresponsible to take out a loan, wouldn't it? Who would give us a loan? If you'd give us a loan that we could pay off over
10 years
at $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Does that work out? 1,000, 10 tens. Yeah. We'd get it paid 8 years, 9 years, $1,000. It's not that bad.
I mean, what else could we? I mean, I reckon there's probably a creative way we could do it. Get people. I wonder how many, is there any information there about how many sponsors can you have?
I don't want anyone else on, to be honest.
Well, if they're small, you can't see them, but maybe it's just a novelty thing, you know? Just little small ones. And then the Daily Talk Show.
No, definitely.
It would and just then on be the us. Other side, just Gronk Squad. Do you reckon that would allow that? I wonder what the rule is to actually, like, what brands can do it? Like, do you need to be of a certain standard?
No, I don't think so.
Criminal record?
I mean, talking about the Daily Talk Show and being at interesting places, Hayden Dibb.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Hayden, a good friend of the show, he's a fellow Gronk. He has filmed a bunch of stuff for us. He's a fellow filmmaker.
I don't even know how I met him. How did we meet him?
So he was listening to our show when he was in London.
That's right, yeah.
And then he reached out to us. And then when he came back to Melbourne, we would chat. And then he did a few Insta stories, and before you know it, he was popping in.
I mean, that's how this happens, yeah. Internet friends. It's how 3D Dill ended up living here for 4 months.
Yeah. And so Hayden's announced yesterday that he's going to get the Daily Talk Show tattooed on him. Did you tell your mum 97?
No, mum's away in England, London.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For work or just?
Yeah, for work.
What's she doing?
She's got a conference over there.
What sort of conference?
Something in training. I don't know. She's speaking at it, so.
That's cool. Do they fly a business or? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What
airline?
She said,
not sure. Might have been Emirates.
Does she take photos?
She go to the lounge?
She sent me photos of like her chair and stuff.
She's going to bring us back a little souvenir, little London souvenir.
No, she doesn't have to
little
do that.
London IKEA.
I mean, traveling for 4 months, couldn't do souvenirs at all. It's just
I'm joking. I don't want a souvenir. But anyway, Hayden Dibb. So absolute Gronk move, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
He said yesterday to us, "I'll get the Daily Talk Show tattoo," and we said, "Will you, mate?" Right.
And so he's got the words Hommus also tattooed on his body.
It's a funny story. Do you know?
No.
He sent a message to his friend. I think this is correct. And he said, can you sketch something for me with his Sharpie and I'll get it tattooed. And then he sent it through and it was the word Hommus. And it actually looks quite cool. Like the way it's written. Mm. So the guy, yeah. So anyway, you see the barrier to entry for him when it comes to a tattoo. We've at least had this done by a designer that has spent a bit of time, not just 5 minutes with a Sharpie. Actually, so, may have spent five minutes with a Sharpie doing it. It was off Upwork.
So he doesn't – sorry, I'm just saying bagel.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get the new logo.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said it was too commercial looking, too corporate.
Fair enough. I mean, we've gone through two versions.
I love our new logo.
I love it too. It's a real peacock of a logo. The other one serves its purpose. It's like, the origins.
It's more like a badge sort of thing. What do you think of the old logo?
I mean, just it's patchy. You know what I mean? Like it's
because it's made, on a patch. Is that what
it's on a patch.
But
it's,
you wouldn't, I don't think you'd have a patch of that logo, of our new logo.
I don't know. I want to do patches.
No, I know what you mean, Mr. 97.
It's like old school
embroidery. You'd get the RWW boys to
embroider that.
Bang out that on a few bloody polos. For a conference that we're going to in London, flying business class with no souvenirs.
Can we just talk about the London stuff a little bit longer?
Oh.
How long is she there for?
2 weeks.
Has she left you pocket money? It's one question for question.
Okay,
jump in. Left you pocket money?
No pocket money. Dad's still at home.
But you still have her card.
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon you spend on your mum's card a week?
I don't spend anything. It's only peanut butter if I need to buy peanut butter.
Have you been ever cut off from her card based on spending too much?
No.
Where you've gone too hard or done something silly?
No.
Peanut butter was the only one.
Yeah, but she was fine because they were eating it as well.
So who pays your phone bill?
Mum.
Okay.
Any others?
Good time.
I mean, it's $8 a month, so.
Far out.
It's pretty affordable.
$8 a month.
Yeah.
I mean,
no wonder you're not taking any calls. You don't have fucking reception. $8 a month.
Yeah.
It is pretty absurd, isn't it?
6 gig of data and unlimited calls and texts, yeah.
Only in like 1 square meter in Melbourne? Where the fuck can you actually?
It's Optus.
It's Optus, okay.
Jesus.
Anyway, that's exciting that your mum's away. When does she get back?
Next Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we pick her up from the airport or? What does she normally do?
Takes a cab.
Okay. Well, if her company's got it covered, I guess
I'm sure her company's got it covered.
Yeah, that's cool though. I like that idea. I love the idea of just traveling and just going to a conference. No filming, nothing, carry on.
As in you've been invited, you're getting paid to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's speaking at it. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is she talking about?
Probably learning.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Not really
sure.
Does
she has like a deck?
I haven't seen her slides, but I'm pretty sure she's got slides and she'll just wing it.
I mean, she's probably spent 30 hours plus on it.
I don't know. She facilitates heaps. So I think it's just another sort of facilitation at a conference.
Yeah. No needed prep for 2,000 people auditorium.
Oh, that's good fun. Does she keep you updated? Have you got like a family group or instant message group?
Nah, well, she was actually on her mobile data just sending everything through text. So
on her mobile data.
Yeah, I mean, work's paying for it, so.
Do they give...
But I told her she should probably switch over to Facebook Messenger. And she said, maybe. So.
Far out.
I mean, yeah, I've heard stories, like a friend of mine, over $100,000 in a phone bill from data.
Surely that's back in the day.
Like, no, they downloaded the whole, like if you download the whole of Game of Thrones on 4G.
Who, like, what outrageous, isn't
it? I mean, that's part of it. At that point, do they know, but it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to make me pay this?
It's the minibar.
Did they pay it?
No, they wouldn't have known.
Mum spent, after 3D Deals incident with the minibar, Mum said, when I went to Los Angeles and I was staying there, I called home on the phone in the room, and then I was on the TV, and the TV shows up your bill, and you know, shows you what you've been.
Mm-hmm.
So
usage.
It's like, yeah, so it starts adding stuff on. $900 on her TV, and she freaked and went down to the lobby and spoke to the people. Anyway, they said nothing we can do, and anyway, she insisted, and then got back to them another day, and they cut it in half. It got down to $400, but she still had to pay it. It's such a rort. As so if it who's actually costing? No, it's
who's
not
making
somebody.
Money? But like, is the hotel making?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Money?
The hotel put a premium on it. It's not like phone line. You have one in a building. It's why you could go into.
But
a
they're
store.
Paying. So I wonder what they're paying. Because I do wonder. So we got a label maker for our for the deliveries of the hoodies, which I was very impressed with. Can we all agree that the label maker was very premium?
Oh, it's great. It just sends the labels like 100 a minute.
Yeah, send it.
It's crazy.
It's a thermal. It's a thermal label maker. What did you say?
Nothing.
Did you say thermos? I think that was me in my head when I said thermal. I corrected myself with thermos, but no, it is thermal. That was really strange. It was great. The problem was, here's a little tip for everyone who's getting into the logistics and delivery business. They're very, very the couriers. We're using Sendor, which is like a third-party company that connects with couriers. But the couriers are extremely picky about the size of their labels.
Really? Well, they've got to be able to see it. There's a standard. I don't know. It's a new world.
Mm.
And so anyway, it turns out that we got the wrong size. And we'd already printed on the label. And then 97, I gave him the responsibility of going back and returning it when we decided that we couldn't actually use it. And how did the return go?
They didn't even look at it.
They usually
did.
Don't.
They ask you? What did they say?
Oh, it was like, what's wrong with it? Why are you returning it? I was like, we just got the wrong size. I was looking for another one to exchange it with, but you guys don't stock it in four stores.
And what did they say?
It was just like, okay. And she just processed the return.
Did they take your name?
Yeah, they took my ID because it was over like a certain amount.
And
over
they,
like 100 or something.
Did they compare it? Did they say, hey, why is the... Because I gave you my business, like my card.
They didn't say,
why is the name different?
Nah.
And
just,
so they
just tapped it in it and they refunded the money.
I think it had to go back onto the card it came from.
Yeah, it does.
No, so this was the bizarre right thing. Remember the other week we were about to do this big fit out and we're going to spend a bunch of cash and I spent it and then they transferred the money, like $8,000 back onto another card.
Yeah, that's...
That's weird.
That is weird. I mean, back in the day I used to know this young crook who would steal shirts from a shop, take them back to the shop and exchange them. You didn't need the receipt. There's some businesses that are like, no receipt required. Yeah. It's like some kind of selling point. Mm. And so you take them back.
You get gronks, don't you? If you're selling like, return, like easy returns.
And so he took them back and exchanged them for gift cards for Maya.
Who is this person?
He's not with us anymore.
No.
He died.
He's young.
It was when we were like 19, 18. Yeah. Like it was... You did some bad shit. Anyway, that got a bit dark.
Fat Fridays, I think we should consider Fit Fridays.
Look.
For our own health. I actually did, you would have noticed a couple of days ago, 97 and I boxing.
Did you actually box? Did you actually put gloves on or did you just do the mitts?
No, I did both.
No, you did both. It's great. We alternated.
I mean, the fucked up thing is Dad had to take the shit back down into the garage.
Sorry.
It was there. I was like, brought stuff up to train in the gym.
Well, because we wanted to
keep
top
it
of mind. Yeah. It's like the lolly jars. What would you prefer?
I actually prefer them in the downstairs. They're fucking, they're everywhere.
And so anyway, it was...
No, look, I think we need to somehow get a deal where we're getting meals delivered and just get you forget your little taste buds and what you give a shit about, and just eat, you know, the right amount of calories.
I feel like there's one. Maybe if we say their name, they'll give us some free.
Jeff Jowett's mate.
But there's also one called Good Chef. Chef Good. I saw Tully Smythe doing a little post about it.
Oh, they look nice.
You've been looking at them?
No, just on their website.
Eat good food made fresh by chefs and nutritionists.
Mm. I mean, there's so many of these popping up now. Are they frozen or not frozen?
I know. They come in a cool box, though.
Oh, that does look cool.
8 Ferguson Street, Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067. Monday to Friday between 9 to 5, we can collect.
Dude, if you can take the thought of cooking and meal prep out of it, and if you are lucky enough to have something like that, if you can afford, you can afford it. That's if the thing. The cash you spend anyway is actually the cost of something like that. Yeah, your Uber Eats shit that you do. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but it's also the amount that would be dropped into that. So, I lost 10 kilos in 8 weeks. Mm. And I'm not fucking, like, I don't have much to lose.
You lost 10 kilos of lollies yesterday.
No, we did. But if we just dialed it in. Yeah. So, I appreciate that. Maybe this is the last Fat Fridays that we'll do for a while.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I mean, I put in so much effort to go and get this. I think the first thing he opens with is... I don't know about that.
I think it'd be good for budget. We don't have to spend money on the maybe if we put all the money we spend on Fat Fridays for one group session a week,
as into
of like PT.
Personal training,
boxing. I want to get into boxing.
Oh yeah,
well, my scapulars are annoying me, and so if the osteo a few years ago said I needed one of those
what do they call them?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Weird piece of advice.
What is it called?
The speedball.
Speedball. Yes. Yeah. It annoyed the fuck out of you, though.
Weird piece of advice.
Why?
I don't know.
He says because it gets your scapulars going. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know. I'm sure Durham's fucking at home watching, just thinking.
Yeah, Durham, what should we do?
Who the hell's that osteo?
I mean, 97 says that if he gets a sauna, he's going to join the same. We're going to join the same gym together, and he's going to start going with me.
Yeah, but you have to move to Anytime.
Yes.
Not Fitness First.
Yeah.
Anytime near our office.
Yeah.
Is there one?
There's one near the Commons,
Oh, yeah, on the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cheaper. Good. Anyway.
Today, the talk show. On Sunday, we've got your dad on for Father's Day. I'm excited for that.
And it's my birthday, you gronks.
Oh, that's great.
Birthday and Father's Day.
Uh-oh.
Double whammy.
We were talking about this last night.
We talked about doing something.
Yeah. And also this evening or like 3 p.m., you're going to a thing with Bodhi. What's the deal?
3:30 p.m. today. It's a Father's Day special afternoon tea at his daycare.
What's the vibe like at those things?
Just
you went last year, I'm guessing?
Nah, this is his new one. I've never been to a Father's Day one. He's now at an age where he can talk and he would love having me there, I think. So I hope he does. I hope he wants me there.
What's the deal? Like you'll sit around and eat something?
Yeah, it's just afternoon tea, literally a cup of tea and, I don't know, let the kids play and then we'll be out of
there. Do you take heaps of Insta stories or no? A bit weird?
I can take
him of Bodhi, but the other kids.
I'm not interested in the other kids, but just do a bit of this.
Yeah. All right, I'll get Bodhi.
Selfie thing.
I'll get Bodhi on the vlog.
Yeah, do a bunch of, I want to see whatever vlogging. The little shit thing that he makes you.
Oh,
yeah. It'll involve like dried up pasta or whatever, you know, and some gold.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. And if you enjoy the show, we do appreciate when you do a screen grab and you share it on your Instagram. If you are new around here, you may have come from a guest episode. We do guests probably about three times a week, I reckon. That's what we're trying to aim for. And then amongst it all is episodes like this where we just talk shit and
have fun.
Yeah. That's what we like to do. It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow for Weekend Banter.
See you guys.